Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest on the show is Kurt Skolnick, who is a playwright. His plays are Damaged Choices, Mixed Messages. The play that we're going to be talking the most about is his play, Damage. Hello, Kurt, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. How are you?
Hello, good evening, Angela. I'm great.
Oh, that is good. When did you decide to move forward with your plays?
I began writing a few years ago, and I've had many life experiences, and basically the plays are just a way to bring it to stage and to a way that other people can relate to it, and hopefully a way that people can see their life experiences on the stage and relate to them and provide healing for them in their situation.
Okay. So that's what made you decide to move forward with your plays and go into playwriting and then to later on into theater?
Yes, because, I just wanted to be a vessel and basically submit to what God has for me and basically use me to touch and inspire and encourage other people. So that was my true motivation, basically just being obedient to my calling.
All right. Okay, being obedient to your calling by God.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write the current play, Damage?
Well, that's interesting that you ask, because the first two plays that I wrote, I kind of had the concept already in my heart, in my spirit, and when I actually sat down to write, I probably just spit it out in about 2 or 3 days, but Damage actually took me about 6 months to write in different times and bits and pieces, because I wanted it to be something that had a broad appeal, and at the same time I really wanted it to make sense and not just be your traditional romance story or just something to tickle your funny bone or no offense to anyone, or not just your typical church play. I wanted it to have a spiritual foundation or an inspirational message, but at the same time, I wanted it to be a story that fits together, because a lot of times I've gone to huge plays, big productions with superstars and everything, and they were nice and the production was nice, but at the end of the day, it's like, okay, what was that really about? So my key thing is I always want people to leave and know the storyline and the message. And so when I sat down to write Damage, it took a while because it came to me. God gave it to me in bits and pieces. And, I would be in a place or at work or somewhere and, it's, oh, okay. It's almost like as if I was watching it in bits and pieces and, putting it down at different times. And so that's how I know that this production is going to touch a lot of people. It has already blessed a lot of people. That's why it took so long to actually put this particular production together.
Okay, so it took you about 6 months. What has inspired the play, Damage? What inspired it?
Well, I just think that we're in a time and in a season right now where it seems like everybody that I run into, and including myself, I won't say everybody, pretty much everybody that I run into, pretty much, and even including myself, have just been in some way damaged by some situation or circumstance in life, whether they've been financially damaged, going through the whole financial struggle and wondering why, whether it's emotionally damaged by relationships, or spiritually damaged by something you've seen or experienced in church, or maybe you've seen the leader of your ministry or of a ministry take a fall, and so it kind of damaged you spiritually. And so that's what I wanted to bring in this particular production, and to show the different ways that we, for lack of a better word, maybe act out because we're damaged by different circumstances.
Okay. When did you decide to take your play on the road, Damaged?
Well, even before I wrote it, and as I was writing it, you know, God told me that, you know, this play would actually go on. It wasn't really a matter of a particular day. It was written to go on the road to appeal to the masses, you know, all over the country and perhaps all over the world. So it was written to be taken to the nations. It wasn't a matter of, you know, one day deciding, okay, I'm going to take this on the road, but that's part of the purpose of it, to take it to the people.
All right. What do you want the audience to learn from the play Damage, or the message of the play Damage? What's the message?
Great question. What I want people to get from it is that even though we're all sometimes damaged or just kind of messed up, you know, by life circumstances, messed up in that, I mean, just thrown off or hard to conceive why this could be happening to me or frustrated, you know. So even though we all are affected by life circumstances, it's the broken pieces that will help you actually get to your destiny if you don't give up in the midst of the struggle, you know. And it's a serious concept, but I promise you this thing is, that's why I started marketing it as an inspirational comedy, because the original message had a good message, but I sprinkled a little comedy here and there to keep it from being a heavy, emotionally heavy, just to kind of give it balance, you know. But, you know, the more it came about, and then when the actors and actresses, you know, began to play the roles, it brought out such animation that it could almost be a comedy, but it deals with a serious situation.
Okay, it deals with a serious situation. Okay. Are your plays inspirational based?
Yes, I would say. Now, when I say inspiration, they're not, they are inspirational. I try to bring it from a positive way, but I bring it real. They're inspirational. It usually comes to an inspirational conclusion. But at the same time, you know, it takes you on a ride. You know, I've heard people say it's like watching a movie live. But like the first two plays that I've written were what I call faith-based relationship plays. But they deal with serious relationship situation, not just your typical, oh, you cheated and boy meets girl, boy cheats on girl, and boy spends the rest of the play trying to get girl back. But, you know, Choices, my original play, dealt with, you know, a young lady who basically was molested as a child, and now she has a great husband that wanted to love her and take care of her, and, you know, she don't know why, you know, she, you know, is not returning his affection. And she seeks counseling, and that goes to a different place. And so, I mean, it really kind of cuts to the core of some serious issues.
All right. Okay. Out of the plays that you have written, do you have a favorite play?
Wow, that's hard to say. I guess, you know, in the typical quote-unquote artist sense, you know, most artists will say whatever their favorite project is. This is my favorite project. But all of the plays are like my babies because they actually tell a story individually. In fact, I can envision the time that's going to come when all three of the plays will be in circulation at the same time, maybe in different cities or perhaps all here in Atlanta at different venues. But, you know, Choices and Mixed Messages definitely aren't gone. However, if I just had to nail it down to a favorite play, I would choose Damage, because I think I've developed as a writer and as a storyteller from the first two productions. And so I think I've developed, and at the same time, I'm in a different place spiritually with Damage. My spiritual life has grown, and right now I just really have a heart, not just for telling stories, but encouraging people and inspiring people and motivating people, you know, to not give up in the midst of their struggle, either by the story itself or just by my story, because God knows I've gone through a lot of struggles, and I still do. And I just want to be an inspiration to people, because there's so much more behind what you see as a barrier. Sometimes the enemy uses barriers to try to discourage you because you're so close to what it is that you're, you know, pushing for.
All right. Okay, that is true what you said. When you're close to achieving something, the enemy really attacks you. That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Who are some of the actors and actresses in your play Damage, and how did you choose them?
Well, wonderful that you should ask. The core characters, there are basically four main characters, which is they play a family. I call them the Taylors. Could be any family, your family. The leading man is actor T. Stokes. T. Stokes, ironically enough, we met in professional world. I was teaching at a college, and he was a student. He wasn't even my student, but we just would kind of see each other on campus. And so when he got the word that I was writing and producing Choices, you know, he reached out to me because, you know, acting was his passion. And I've seen T grow phenomenally as an actor. He had actually a supporting role in Choices, a small role. Not too many people may remember him in Choices, but he was actually the leading man in Mixed Messages. And I saw a little growth there, but T is just phenomenal in Damage. He just kind of takes the, you know, the bull by the reins and just run with it. He's just natural with it now, and he's grown and developed. So actor T. Stokes is the leading man.
Leading man in Damage.
Yes. The leading lady is Ciero Sims, a phenomenal young lady. You're definitely going to see her name in lights real soon. She plays the mother. The daughter, who's in college, she's finishing up her undergrad, getting ready to go to law school in the production. And when things happen to her family, which I'll explain the plot in just a second, she kind of takes matters into her own hand. But the daughter is played by Misty Ward, and the son is played by Malik Downey.
Okay.
Now, this cast actually has about 12 people. So this is a big cast. And I was skeptical about it. Usually when you're writing, you want to try to limit to the necessary people. But God told me just write the story and just write in the characters that you need to tell the story. And trust me, this is God speaking to me, trust me that I will give you what you need and put people in your path to get the production out there, to get the production done. And God has done just that this past weekend. As we were in Quincy, Florida, because so many people pulled together and just it never would have happened without certain people in certain places, several of whom I never even knew were, you know, going to reach out to me in that way.
Okay.
And
so you were in Quincy, Florida this past weekend. I know. I was told about it. I didn't get to see the play, but I look forward to seeing it.
Yes, that's my hometown, Quincy. And it was a phenomenal show. It was just a phenomenal show. But we have a cast of about 12 people. Several of the guys very funny. Brother Rob Minger, who's a comedian in his own right. You're going to see him in a lot of productions. Ben Garrett, who plays a young minister in the production. He actually has worked with most of the professional R&B and gospel artists. He already worked with Marvin Winans, and you'll see him in one of Tyler Perry's upcoming movies. Miss Natasha Beslin, she was a new character. I just added her character like 2 weeks ago, and she just sold herself. She plays the role of Messy Monique, the messy girlfriend. To wife Tanya, who's always popping up trying to tell you what to do in your relationship, but basically she's damaged by the relationship, like a lot of people that we may know. And so they're really speaking out of defeat or hurt, or, you know, you might dismiss them as, oh, they're just crazy, or they're just trying to be messy. But really, a lot of people who don't understand in the spiritual realm may just dismiss them as, oh, you're just being messy. But in actuality, a lot of times they're speaking out of hurt and defeat. But it comes across in a very comical way, and people just love this. You just totally.
Okay. So it's comedy. So your play damages comedy, drama, and inspirational?
Yeah, so I call it a dramedy. It's drama and comedy.
Dramedy.
Inspirational,
okay.
Comedy. Yeah.
All right.
And I've dabbled in comedy throughout my life. I've always been into music. I've always had a passion for music. I'm from a musical family. But as I got in my early 20s, I dabbled in comedy, you know, because people would always say, man, you're just so funny, man. You should do stand-up comedy. So, you know, I would, you know, dabble in stand-up comedy. So that comes across in the production also. It's definitely comedic timing, and then, you know, the actors and actresses that play the roles just take it to a whole another level.
All right. Kurtz Gunners, we're going to have to go to break. Listeners, we're going to break. I've got to get these advertisements out there, so we're going to go to about a five-minute break. For those of you listening, don't go away.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, chorus, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers. At risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at climb@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, we're back from break. We have with us tonight Kurt Skorners. He is the playwright of the play Damaged.
Hello.
All right, Kurt.
Yes.
Do you, out of all the characters that you've written about and all the characters that you brought to life, do you have a favorite character?
Ah, that's hard. That's a great question, but... Wow, hard to answer because it's like all these characters become like people to me. I don't want to sound strange, but in fact, you know,
bought
as we
them
were
alive. Bought, you wrote them and you bought them alive, so it's only natural that they're real to you.
Right, because, and all of these characters usually come from a place in my life or... I also have a whole relationship a forum on Facebook. It's got several thousand people, and it's a very lively forum. Sometimes I take those people's stories and issues and pains and situations, and I'll incorporate those into the production because I know those are real. So when people tell their stories, I know that so many more people would be able to relate to them. But as far as the characters, it's hard to really choose a particular character because they're all just so real. I know in Choices, you know, the leading man, Larry Brooks, who's a phenomenal actor. I saw him in another major production and then was blessed to have him to come into Choices. The person that he plays, Thomas, the a marriage counselor, who kind of seems to have it all together and then ends up having some issues in his own marriage. I love that particular character
okay.
as just the same as I love the character of in Damaged that T. Stokes played, Michael Taylor. And in Damaged, I wanted it to seem like just ordinary people, you know. You know, so that's why I just use a common name like Michael Taylor,
okay.
And his wife in the production, her name is Tanya. You know, so I just wanted to be ordinary people because Damaged is to relate to the common person. And this production is not so much about, you know, about a lot of, you know, movies and productions you see. You know, the people are supposed to be rich and wealthy, and that's okay. That's actually how Choices kind of develop. But in this production, I wanted it to relate to ordinary people because Damaged is about encouraging ordinary, everyday people.
Okay. All right. What is your educational background? I mean, did you go to college or get any formal training to learn how to write, or are you just naturally gifted and creative?
Wow, you put me out there now. Okay, well,
okay.
Well, I dropped out of school in 10th grade, and I just decided to go out. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay,
no.
Kidding. Okay.
No. of course, I finished high school. I spent about a year in college right after high school, but I didn't really have the discipline for college, you know. And so I ended up going into the United States Air Force, which was one of the best choices that I made. But beyond that, I finished my education here in Atlanta at Kennesaw State University. But no, as far as directly into the theater, I really hadn't had any formal training at all. I didn't major in theater. I always did well in writing, in college, like creative writing and communication, English, literature, all type of English and communication, public speaking. And so that coupled with me being very comfortable with entertaining the audience, because I've sang on stages since like the age of 10. You know,
okay.
And at this point I have all around the country. So I've sang and done comedy, so I'm very comfortable with and for the past 10 or maybe 11 years, I've, you know, been an intricate part of praise and worship ministry at a mega church here in Atlanta, Destiny World Church. I'll give a shout out.
Okay.
So I'm very comfortable with being in front of the audience, with entertaining, and as far as ministry is concerned, ministering to and encouraging audiences and people. And so I think the bulk of it comes from there, and with God giving me the gift of music, the gift of comedy, and the gift of writing, that supersedes, I believe, anything that, you know, that a college give me. Now, totally not discrediting any type of formal training, I definitely encourage that and recommend that. But sometimes God can give you gifts that will, for instance, I have a brother, Carl Scott, who's a phenomenal musician, and
okay.
he never took formal training, and he'll write, and this is not just because he's my brother, because I've worked with musicians all over the country.
Okay.
And trust me, he'll rival any professional musician out there, but it's just a natural gift from God. So sometimes
okay.
God will give you gifts that will supersede, you know, just a formal training. Now, formal training plus an anointing, is that will take you to a whole another level. So I totally recommend that people get whatever training, formal training they can get in their field. And it's not beyond me. I'm actually about to, I don't know if this is retrospective, but I'm actually about to start attending acting classes and that type of thing. And I try to learn most of my actors and actresses do shows of their own, or a lot of them are in formal training. Actor T. Stokes still take acting classes. And the leading lady, she's minored in theater at Georgia State University. And so,
That's
so
great.
A lot of these people have had formal training, and to be honest, a lot of stuff I learned from them, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not that person that don't tell me anything. A lot of stuff I learned from them. So as they learn from me, I learn from them, you know, those who have had the formal training. So I definitely recommend it. But no, to answer your question, I haven't had any type of formal training in it. I'm mostly flowing off
naturally
calling.
Naturally gifted and creative.
Exactly.
Do you write poetry or books? Have you ever wrote any books or any poetry?
That's very interesting that you ask that, because as a teenager, and that was before poetry was cool. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm 43 years old, about to be 44. Most people, when they see me, they don't, unless you're somebody that really knows me, they assume that I'm much younger, but I'm not. I'm about to be 44. I said that to say this. Back when I was a teenager, like in 10th, 11th grade, like 84, 85, it wasn't the cool thing, quote unquote, to do poetry, especially for guys, you know. Even back then, I had like my whole little folder of poetry and songs that I would write. Most of it I would just keep to myself because I didn't want people to get the wrong impression. But
yeah,
it
that
was
peer
just a,
pressure.
Right.
That
it was just
pressure.
A creative side of me that I had to delve in. But yeah, in that aspect, yeah, I have done poetry. And I'm always telling myself I'm going to just start doing like the open mic night at poetry open mics and such, because I still have things that I want to, as they say, flow about, things that I want to do, poetry, topics that I want, you know, I just need to get more into it. But and as far as a book, I'm planning on writing several books. I'm actually working on it.
Wonderful.
Now. One of which will be an inspirational book, because anybody who's on my Facebook page know that pretty much about 95% of what I write on my regular Facebook page is just motivational, inspirational stuff. So I think I have a gift for that, you know.
Oh, okay.
Most people join my Facebook page just for the encouragement. So I plan on writing like an inspirational book, basically of inspirational quotes. And there are some stories that I want to tell of things that happened in my life and in my adult life and in relationships that will definitely become a book.
Okay. All right, life experiences. All right.
Yeah.
Which your book will possibly be on. Okay. I read your bio that when you were younger, you were a talented sculptor also.
Yes. Yeah, that was my first love. That was my first art. Art was my first love even before I got into music. I grew up drawing, painting, sculpting. When I was in fourth grade, my fourth grade teacher, Miss Monroe, she actually believed so much in me and my artistic side that she actually paid out of her own pocket for me to go to art class, formal art classes. So every Thursday I would get out, and I'm in the fourth grade, every Thursday I would get out of school and catch in Quincy and catch the Greyhound bus over to Tallahassee to attend art classes. And it was like an 8 to 10 week art class thing. She paid for this out of her own pocket. And this is because she just saw, she believed in the gift in me. At the same time, her and her husband owned this go-kart company, and she had me design a logo for their, a commercial logo for their company when I was like 10 or 11 years old. And so art was definitely my passion, and it still is. You know, definitely my passion. So that was the love of it all.
So you do, so you write poetry, you have a book that you're working on, and you also have did sculptures. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And art.
Sculptures, drawing, and painting.
Okay. This was when you were younger. You don't have any sculptures that can be viewed by the public as of yet, though, right?
No, I don't. These days, I mostly draw and paint off of inspiration, you know. I go through periods, unfortunately, sometimes I may go several months without drawing or painting anything. Then I'll go through a phase where I just go for a couple of months just drawing and painting. But I'm proud that the gene did pass down to my son, who's now 10, my only son, my only child, very intelligent young man, C.J. Curtis Jr.
Okay.
And he's very gifted in art and creativity. I mean, he'll build anything from scratch, you know. And and I've taught in college and in the medical field, and I have used that gift a lot in the medical field, and people, my students would always love it because as I lecture, I would actually illustrate, you know, like views and concepts that weren't in their regular notes, and I would feel proud when I would walk around the class and see them sitting there emulating my art that I would draw on the board. So I try to incorporate it wherever possible.
Okay. So you work in the medical field.
Yes, that's what I got in the United States Air Force. Your tax dollars paid for my medical training.
Okay. That is wonderful. Oh, okay. So you just do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I'm a surgeon by trade. I'm a surgical assistant, surgical tech. I've had a surgical trainer because I've actually had my own school training people in the surgical field. I'm an entrepreneurial spirit, you know. It's like, you know, give me some. If I feel passionate about something, I just go full speed ahead with it. It's like anything that I'm in, I want to be the best at it and, like, explore it to the fullest.
All right. I understand that. Are there any other plays in the making?
The thing is, there are it's like God has given me so much to talk about and so much to write about. It's like, I have more stories to tell and more plays to write than probably I have time for, but I'm so glad you mentioned this because here's my next project, and this is like hot off the press.
I know you have a book that you're working on, so go ahead, tell it.
And I meant to reveal this when I was in Quincy this past weekend at the production of Damage. When I came to Quincy when this has been on my heart, if you'll just give me a minute to just talk about this. This is like the next movement of God in my life, but we're still doing Damage right now. But this is the next season in my life, maybe even a bigger season. God just placed it on my heart to encourage men. That's where I am right now. I want, and to even encourage me, because me as a man, there are things in my life that I need to get straight, and I'm working on, and God's convicting me on, and I want to become a better man. I want to become a man's man, that man that men can look up to and say, hey, that's a good guy right there. I can talk to this man as a man, and he can give me advice as a man. And, because God is calling men to take their rightful place in the home, in society, in the church, the whole nine. And so this is where, and as I was home a couple of weeks before the plague, just kind of promoting the production and all, you know, God laid it on my heart that, you know, that even the men of, especially the men of my hometown, I want to be an inspiration to them. And so the next movement God has laid on my heart is a production called There Is a King in You. As I was driving home, I was listening to Donald Lawrence's song, There Is a King in You. And I've always liked that song. And as I look, you know, at the situation of the men in our community, you know, I say, you know, I want to do something that encourages men. And I've had it in my heart to do a
thing.
To do a men's prayer breakfast in my city for over a year, but it will come to fruition this year, probably late spring, early summer. But here's my next production. My next production will be a production called There's a King in You. And I don't even know if I'll ever take it beyond Quincy, because God laid it on my heart specifically for the city of Quincy. Think of God beyond that. That may be just his birthplace and God. But here's what's unique about the production. I'm going to do an audition in the city of Quincy. I don't have a specific date, but I know it'll be this spring in a couple of months now. They'll see me start posting it on Facebook any day now, perhaps as soon as tomorrow. But I'm going to start posting it on Facebook and just kind of promoting it, the audition. I want to have all people from Quincy, or predominantly people from Quincy, in this production, because I want to give people in my hometown a chance to – there are gifted people there, but there are people there who have just given up on their gift or take their gift for granted because they feel like they're in a limited in an area that may have limited opportunities as far as the creative arts. So whatever God has gifted me with and the opportunities that I have, and I haven't, you know, as the word says, I don't count myself to have apprehended. I'm not at that level. I'm far from a Tyler Perry or any of those major playwrights. I'm not to say that God won't take me there someday real soon, but even as far as I've come now, those that are behind me, I want to help them to get at least where I am and perhaps even stand on my shoulders and go beyond.
Hey, that is wonderful. That is a wonderful goal, and that's a great blessing. That's going to be a great blessing to many people.
Yes, and so that's my next project. There Is a King in You. And
There's
I want
to
bring
you.
It real. Yes, I want to bring it real for men. And it won't be, like, overly preachy. It'll just be something that men can relate to from men's issues. I mean, I'm going to bring it real. There's going to be comedy. There's going to be, like, all of my productions. I always want all my productions to come full scale. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to shout. That's how all of my productions are. And so I'm going to bring it real for men, from struggling with issues with relationships and expressing yourself to struggling with sexuality. Struggling with your finances, how your finances affect your manhood when you feel like you can't provide, why men fear commitment, all of the key male issues are going to be in this production, There's a King in You.
There's a King in You.
That's my catchphrase right now, There's a King. And I begin telling men that right now when I tell my brothers that. I tell, you know, guys on Facebook. I tell, I'm all men. Ain't nothing to each his own, but ain't nothing funny here. But I've learned that there's something powerful about a man being comfortable encouraging men.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there's just something powerful there, because men are meant to be the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath, and to lead and to be the leaders, to step up and be the leaders. It's not supposed to be a church full of women. That's one thing that drew me to my church, which is a mega church, and men are taking their rightful place because my pastor has a passion for men taking their rightful place in society, in the home,
okay.
In the community, and you know, that's why the ministry is growing exponentially. Men, just, a lot of things will change for us and our community when men really begin to realize the power that's within them and what God is really calling them to be.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. I think that's a wonderful, that's going to be a wonderful play. And like I said, I believe it's going to be a blessing to many people. Now, your play, Damage, where may the listening audience go to see your play, Damage? Where's the next city, state, or town that you're going to be in?
Well, in March, we have a tentative date in Waynesboro, Georgia, which is South Georgia. And there's a few details that's got to be solidified before we can give all the details on that. But definitely in April, we'll be back here in Atlanta.
Okay.
But I want to say this because, you know, I mean, God's in a place of shifting the whole atmosphere for this production. And it became evident after this past weekend's production in Quincy, Florida. I know that this is a very solid production that will appeal to many people, not just church folk.
You basically sold out in Quincy.
Exactly.
Sold out. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And but even just the audience, I love to like see the audience response and see the audience, you know, being able to relate to the characters and such. I'm telling you, this is a very, very solid production that will minister to you, will touch you in one way or the other. But what I'm looking for right now, and this is, I'm just being candid, what I'm looking for and what I'm trusting God for is to put people in my path that are willing to grow with this production. Imagine having a $1 million lottery ticket but not having a ride to the store to cash it in. You see what I mean? That's what damage
that would be
is,
bad.
Right?
That would be
right.
Bad.
Right. Or let's just say a $1 million check, because somebody's going to say, well, you can go online and get, you know, somebody's going to find a way around the question. But stick to the analogy. The point is, it could be a $1 million check, but you don't have a ride to the bank to cash it. And if you cash it, it could change your life. And so
yes.
That's what Damage is. Damage is really a $1 million pack, multi-million, and it's not just about the dollars. But Damage has the potential of blessing millions of people, encouraging millions of people, and if I'm going to be real, to make a lot of people wealthy, and not
okay.
just me, because you know God gives us blessings and talents and gifts, and other people's visions and gifts and dreams and abundance is attached a lot of times to our dreams and our vision.
That's all true.
So I'm looking for investors. I'm looking for investors. I'm looking for sponsors. And I promise you, if you attach your faith and your finances and your support to this particular project, trust me, we all will grow. I mean, it's like imagine if somebody had, if you had invested in Microsoft, you know, or I'm not
okay.
saying, you know, but my whole point is, it's a growing
deal. I understand what your whole point is. I got the play is dynamic. I can go ahead and tell you that. To
yes.
listening, what the play is dynamic.
For.
The actors are actors and actresses are dynamic.
And so we are looking for people who are willing to grow with us, invest in this production. Actually, I'm having a promotional video cut literally right now as we speak, which will be ready within the next day or two. Definitely anybody that's listening, send me a friend. My page on Facebook is actually open because you're not going to see much foolishness on my page.
Okay.
And so you can befriend me at Playwright Kurt Sconyers, or you probably can just put in Kurt Sconyers, but my name on Facebook is Playwright Kurt Sconyers, and you'll see all the information. We have a fan page
okay.
on Facebook called Damaged Stage Play. There's
right.
a general page. Fan page that I have on Facebook called Real Relationship Productions, which usually kind of showcases all of my plays from choices to messages.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Real Relationship Productions. That's That's my general fan page, but I made one specifically for the Damage Play because it's going to run for a while. Even if I bring the others back, Damage is going to run for at least a year or so. I can tell you
okay.
that. Okay.
All right, it's going to run for a year. Well, I think you are very talented. I think you are very gifted, and to play Damage would definitely touch hearts and make people laugh and cry.
Yes, and shout.
And shout. Okay. All right.
Funny thing is, I play the role of, well, there's two ministers in this play. There's a younger minister.
You play a role in the play?
I play the senior minister, but in this very last production, I also played the gangster. So I played the gangster and the godly man.
Okay. Okay, you had two roles.
That's right. And that's how we're flipping it. We have a very talented bunch. A couple of other people are playing dual roles also, and that's how we're flipping it.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like a very interesting play, and you are very interesting, and I have enjoyed this interview. You've already given out most of your information of how people can get in touch with you, sponsors or investors and people like that. So hopefully you'll get some calls.
Yes. Is it okay for me? Because I just want to put it out there. Is it okay for people to, for me to give a number for people to contact me?
Yeah, if you want to give a number, if you feel, that's what you want to do, you can give a number, yes.
I feel comfortable with it. It's a mobile number, so it's not like you're going to be able to find my home by it. You know?
Okay, all right.
Call, if you're about business, we can talk. If not, then I know not to answer that call anymore.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Well, a couple of ways to get in touch with me pretty much immediately is through Facebook, playwright Kurt Sconyers, or our fan page on Facebook, Damaged, with a D, Damaged Stage Play.
Okay.
Also, my production fan page on Facebook, which is Real Relationship Production.
And you have a forum on there.
Yes, I have a relationship forum, which we also do live events. That's a totally separate entity in itself, but very positive. It's called Real Talk About Relationships. That's my forum on Facebook. We'll talk about relationships. I think we have close to about 4,000 people now.
You up there with me? Because I've got close to I've got about 4,996 Facebook friends.
Yeah, you count down to the. I got a half of more than you, so I'll play now. That's right, But we do live events quite frequently. Real talk about relationships. We bring it real. That's my other baby. We do live relationship forum. We do just meet and greet events, just so people can laugh and talk and have a good time. We've built a lot of friendships, relationships. Well, I say fostered a lot of friendships and relationships through it. No pressure to connect with nobody or nothing like that. It's just grown people having a good time.
Yes, the internet and social media has been a great source of information and a way of meeting people for millions of people.
Yeah,
like what you're talking about,
Oh, most definitely. And I try to use. I call Facebook a microphone to the world. It's like if somebody put a microphone in your face and said, "Okay, the whole world is getting ready to hear what you're getting ready to say. Now, what do you have to say?" That's the way I look at it. Every time I get ready to post something on Facebook. So that's why you don't see much foolishness on my page. Almost everything I say is going to be motivational, inspirational. Sometimes I just feel silly.
Okay.
I want to post funny stuff.
All right.
Also,
did you want to give out your mobile number?
Right. Real quick, you can contact me for business purposes, investment purposes, sponsorship purposes. If you want to bring us to your city, sponsor the Damage Stage Play, you can contact me at 404-849-1118. That's Playwright Kurt Sconyers at 404-849-1118. And I'll say if it's about business, seriously about business, call me anytime, regardless of what time zone you're in. I rarely sleep, unfortunately.
Oh my goodness! You know what? I was getting ready to make a comment on that. with everything you're doing, everything you're doing, I don't see how you can sleep.
Well, unfortunately, sleep is like optional to me. It should be a priority, but I may average about 2 to 4 hours of sleep per night. You know?
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! What you work, and then you do your plays, you do your book, you're very busy.
I assist in surgery, so I usually have to be to work somewhere between 6:30 and 6:45. And a lot of times I'm not off till probably 5-ish if I'm on call later, and usually after that. In the evening times, either I'm having praise and worship rehearsal for the ministry at church, or I'm having rehearsal for my own plays at night.
So
and
you're
a lot
active
of times,
in
the
church.
Time,
that is great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I serve in the praise and worship ministry on the praise team, choir, lead the men's choir, drama ministry.
Okay. All right. You do a lot of things. You're very
active
in the church.
I just entered the ministerial alliance, the process to actually become a licensed minister.
Okay.
So that's the process that's going to take about a year or so, actually a couple of years, but. That's just what God is calling me to in this season in my life.
That's what you feel God is calling you to do. Okay.
Yes.
But there's nothing wrong with that. I cannot fault you for that.
Yes.
Definitely,
anybody who's ready to grow, if you've been looking for an investment opportunity, this is definitely it, you know. And I'm putting this out there because, like I say, you know, you have to sow into where you want to go. You know, if you've been looking for an investment opportunity, if you've been looking, you know, to do something different, you know, you got a little stash, you say, how can I make this grow? You know, so far I've been doing this basically out of pocket and basically with whomever is willing to reach out to me and help me out. But, you know, God told me to build it and put it out there and trust him that he'll take it to a whole nother level. And I'm open to all of that.
Oh yes, I believe that God can do anything but fail.
Yes.
All right. Above all
that we can ask or think.
All right. Okay, we're about to run out of time here.
Already? And I thought an hour.
Yeah, already. We got about 6 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even take my second commercial break. I thank you, Kirk. Scholars for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back, and I wish you much success in your career.
Now, how did you come in contact with me, Angela? I'm kind of curious about that. How did I catch you?
I heard about the play. I was supposed to go see you in Quincy, but I wasn't able to go. And that someone called me and said, well, they hit me up on Facebook, and they called. And they said, you've got to do an interview on Kurt Sconners. He's really coming up, and he has a great play.
Oh, wow. See how God has reached out and touched you. Now, look, what you got to do is use your connections and your influence to bring the production to your city. And I know you're very connected.
I hear you.
I'm telling you, Angela, reach it out to people. I'm open. I'm not that snotty guy who thinks he's arrived and don't talk to people. Let's talk about
it. All right. That gives me something to pray on and something to think about.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Kurt Sconers, and I wish you the best with your play, Damaged.
Well, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much for the interview, and blessings to all your endeavors and what you have going on, because I know God's going to take you to a whole nother level also.
I'm praying for it.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Angela.
Have a good night. All right, listeners. We had on the show Kurt Sconers. He's originally from Quincy, Florida, as you heard him say. That's not far from where I stay. He has a great play. So when it comes back to your area, go out and see it. Support this play. It's really a great play, and I've heard great things about it. I haven't had the opportunity to see, but I've heard a lot of people say it's a really good play, and it's well-written and well-acted. So you're in for a treat. And also he gave you his phone number to call him. So all you that are serious about business, don't hesitate to give Kurt Skunners a call or hit him up on Facebook. All right, listeners, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone, have a good night. Thank you all. Bye.